Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 462. I really appreciate you joining me. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right, let me introduce my guest, Dr. Howard Foran. MBA is a noted international lecturer on faster, easier, more efficient dentistry. He has captivated audiences around the world with his innovative, informational, and entertaining style. In his seminar entitled The Virtues of Profitable Dentistry, he gets down to the nitty-gritty details of running a thriving family practice. He can show any dental team how they too can achieve their dreams and goals. Dr. Foran graduated from the University of Missouri Kansas City Dental School in 1987. He earned his MBA from Arizona State University in 1999 and received his Master's of General Dentistry in 1998. He received his Diplomat in International College of Oral Implantology in 1998. Dr. Foran has received wide-range recognition, such as being named Alumni of the Year by the University of Missouri in 1997, Arizona Public Health Dentist of the Year Award in 1995 by the Arizona Office of Dental Health, and the Arizona Award in 1989 from the Arizona State Dental Association for outstanding contributions made to the profession of dentistry efforts to fluoridate water of Phoenix. Dr. Foran is the founder and publisher of Dental Town Magazine, which is mailed to more than 120,000 dentists in 43 countries each month. Dr. Foran is also the founder of HygieneTown.com, OrthoTown.com, and the flagship site DentalTown.com, where more than 140,000 registered dental professionals share information with each other on a daily basis. Dr. Foran is the author of several dental practice management articles and multiple video series. His experiences range from all aspects of practice management, including business, planning, operations, and finance, to e-commerce, business, and internet marketing. Dr. Foran, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
It's an honor to be on your show.
That's awesome. So you are known all over the world to dentists, but maybe not so well known to the average patient or listener. So we're going to learn a little bit more about you and help my listeners know what it is that you do. So first of all, I mentioned a lot of things, and one of them was Dental Town. I think you're probably best known in the dental community for Dental Town Magazine. So tell me about Dental Town Magazine. What is it? When did it start? Why did you start it? And how did you get it off the ground?
You know, it was I got out of school in 1987, and I was as passionate and enthusiastic about dentistry as anyone I knew, and I would read these monthly dental journals, and nothing applied to the real working man in an office in Phoenix, Arizona. So I would start writing articles for them saying, hey, I learned this from a friend, this is really cool. And I would submit articles, and they would never publish them. And then I started running into these magazines when I was at dental conventions, and I realized, oh, my God, none of these magazines are owned by a dentist. They're all owned by corporations that own 80 to 100 magazines, and it's all this fluff pieces and all this like that. So since I couldn't get published, I started my own in 1994, and my article is first each month. And then in 98, I figured out the internet. And what I love about the articles is that we have the, you know, Dental Town Magazine has a website, dentaltown.com. But when you read a magazine article, you're all alone. And if you want a follow-up question or if you don't agree or you disagree, you're just all by yourself. And with the internet on dentaltown.com, no dentist would ever have to practice solo again. So now when we put those magazines out in paper and print to your office, you can log on to dentaltown.com and read the magazine online. But it's the comments after the article that are so genius. So there's 100 ways to skin a cat. So every single article we have, there's people at the end of the article saying, great article. And other people have follow-up questions. Some people disagree with the article completely.
Right.
Sometimes there might be 500 comments after an article. And that's where the truth comes out. And then that gives us tested content because let's say I want to do an article on root canals. Well, I've published 50 articles from 50 different people that do root canals, and I can tell by the views and the replies and the comments who are these people believing and trusting and voting for with their likes and comments and shares, and who else publishing articles where no one's even reading it because they've either lost their trust or they're not respected authority.
Right.
So having that feedback on the magazine is so unbelievable that now the editor of the magazine, Tom Giacobbe, it's so data-driven. I mean, we just know which authors are trusted, which ones are replied, commented, which ones are read. I mean, uh-huh. It's so data. It's such a data-driven dental magazine, and it's the only one owned by a dentist.
Okay, so the biggest thing is it's owned by a dentist, and then it's data-driven. So that's why yours isn't called one of the throwaways, right?
Exactly.
Because
and today articles, if anything, they just basically start a conversation. Whereas in the old world, an article on something in the newspaper was supposed to be the beginning and end of the whole subject.
Right.
Where now, in 2016, an article in a newspaper or a magazine should basically, its main goal is to start a discussion.
Okay.
Because the devil's in the details.
Right.
And it takes everybody's mind out for a run.
Yeah, and you can learn so much by checking these out and by putting your own information out there. And then you see, like you said, there people will give you suggestions on how you could have done it better, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I'm curious, you said you were passionate. Why did you choose to be a dentist?
You know what? My dad owned a Sonic Drive-In, and I had five sisters. He could either stay home and play Barbie dolls with my sisters or go to work with my dad and eat hamburgers and foot long chili cheese dogs and onion rings and french fries. And I love that. I love being with my dad. I love eating all that horrible food. And then my next door neighbor was Kenny Anderson, a dentist who just celebrated 50 years in his practice. He's still practicing dentistry 4 days a week. And some days I would go to work with my next door neighbor, Kenny Anderson. And he wasn't making hamburgers, fries, and Coke. He was doing root canals, buildups, and crowns, and had x-rays. And I would always tell my dad, I love eating fast food and hanging out with my dad, but I'd much rather make a root canal than make a hot dog.
Okay.
And so in the sixth grade, I actually wrote my dental school, Diane Beard, a letter asking her, how can I become a dentist? And she sent me a letter back, told me to go to high school and take science classes.
Okay. Well, that's good. That was good advice, and it actually worked. Now, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing dentistry today?
The biggest challenge, without a doubt, is that when I got out of school 30 years ago, you would submit your fee to the insurance, and they would just pay a percent, 100% for clean exams and x-rays, 80% for fillings and root canals, half for crowns and dentures and partials. And then over the years, it turned to the insurance said, we're not going to pay a percent of your fee. We're going to send you the fee. And that fee was about 40% lower.
Right.
So imagine in cars, like consumers listen to this. Imagine if Ford, Chrysler, GM, if all that stuff, if all the prices were mandated by the government to come down 40%.
Right.
Well, if the government told GM, Chrysler, and Ford that they had to sell cars for 40% less, you wouldn't be getting the same car. So what's really been the most challenging is our fees have come down 40%, while the technology to provide better, faster, higher quality dentistry just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. While you're living in a country that only has 5% unemployment, so wages are very strong and solid and high. And so it's just very, very hard when the dentist sees a patient and wants to make them an absolute Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, Ferrari, Porsche, and has the knowledge and technology to do it, but they're only going to be paid for the price of a used Chevy.
Right.
And so that makes it very stressful. It makes your overhead go up very high. And hopefully it doesn't make anybody make decisions to do less better dentistry. But at some point, you can't make a Ferrari for the price of a Chevy.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, we always do a Dr. Kavitko's question of the day each week. And so I think what we're going to do is do that now. And so for those of you listening, it's time to kind of think about getting ready to call in and win. It'll be free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And you might want to remember that a couple things Dr. Ferran said was, one was the biggest challenge facing dentistry today is having to try and work for 40% of what the fee should be and still do excellent dentistry. All right. So, but before we do the question, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is a true or false question. According to my guest, Dr. Howard Ferran, the biggest challenge facing dentistry today is that thanks to dental insurance companies, dentists are having to try and provide excellent dentistry while only receiving 40% of their fee. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive a free floral arrangement from DeSantis Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Jennifer, Rose, Andrew, and Becky. All right, so, hey, Dr. Ferran, would you do me a favor and pick a number between 1 and 4?
3.
You're going with 3? All right, we're going to go to caller number 3, and that would be Andrew. Hey, Andrew, are you there? Hello, Andrew? Uh-oh, did we lose Andrew? Let's see here. I see blinking. Okay. Well, we could go to, oh, he's on the line. Okay, it just looks like I won't be able to talk to him on the air. All right. So, Andrew, hang on. We're going to get that information from you here in a second. And Jennifer and Rose and Becky, you guys, please call in next week. Okay. So we'll get that information, and let's just go ahead and go on with the show. All right. So, as I mentioned earlier, this is show number 462. With us on the line from Phoenix, Arizona, is Dr. Howard Foran. He is an MBA. He is the founder of Dental Town Magazine and also Hygiene Town and Orthotown.com. And he's a gentleman that we in the dental community all look up to, and he has a lot of great ideas. And if you want to have an answer to one of your questions, he can probably find that answer. So, Dr. Foran, I wanted to find out, for you personally, what do you see as your biggest accomplishment?
I would say my biggest accomplishment was to fluoridate the Phoenix water. When I got here in 1987, I was practicing. I went to dental school in Kansas City, and one of the hardest requirements to fill was a pulpotomy and a comb-still crown on a baby tooth.
Okay, and that's a child version of a root canal, just for people to know.
Yeah, it's a child version of a root canal and crown, and every Tuesday they would bring in a school bus of children from a second grade class, and we would go through all these kids, and they almost never had a cavity and almost never, ever, ever needed a root canal. And it was one of the hardest requirements to get out of school to graduate. And then I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and it's like every third kid needed root canals and crowns. And I was scratching my head. I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I called the Centers for Disease Control, and they said, oh, well, you went to dental school in Kansas City that had water fluoridation, and now you live in Phoenix, Arizona that does not. So I started really looking into that and studying it very, very hard. Went to PubMed, read, 5,000 citations on water fluoridation, and we set up a group of a couple of us dentists, Jack Dillenberg, who was the government's officer of dental health and the dean of the local dental school, and a few hygienists, and we met every Friday for 2 years to get the city council to vote in with a vote of 8-1 to fluoridate the Phoenix, and within 2 or 3 years, it was just obvious the massive reduction in decay. And I know it's a very controversial issue. About 70% of the towns in America have water fluoridation. Basically, in a nutshell, the ocean is 70% of the earth, and it's naturally fluoridated at 1.4 part per million. And if the drinking water for a human on land doesn't have at least half that amount, which is 0.7, the teeth are just significantly more likely to decay. So put the fluoride, which is found naturally in the ocean, and we adjust the fluoride to where it's at least half the level found naturally in the ocean, which covers 70% of the planet and also includes 70% of all the species of life on Earth.
Right.
The decay drops rapidly. Now, a lot of people don't like water fluoridation, and I think a lot of it's they just don't like the government interfering with the drinking water. But you know what? We put something else in the water. We put chlorine.
Right.
And if you didn't put chlorine in the water, cholera, when you go to very poor countries, cholera or water poisoning is one of the largest killers in many, many countries. And no one in the United States would think of taking chlorine out of the water. Or every time your kid drinks a glass of water, they'd be sicker than a dog and diarrhea and throwing up and might get cholera and die. And it's sad that 30% of towns don't have water fluoridation. I mean, imagine, there used to be rickets, and the government said milk has to have vitamin D. Well, now kids millennials walking around today, they don't even know what rickets is because
brittle,
it was prevented.
Brittle bone disease.
And then the government said you're going to iodize salt because that got rid of goiter. And these young millennials walking around, they don't even know what goiter is because it's gone from having iodine in our salt. So I would say, for me to sit in my dental office from age 25, I'm now 54, but let's say I sat in there from 25 to 65 and drilled and filled all those cavities and for all those 40 hours a week for 4 decades, I feel like that wasn't even a dent in how many cavities we prevented by fluoridating Phoenix, Arizona, which is a city of 1.5 million people. So I feel like when I 2 years out of school, after I fluoridated or helped with a few other people to fluoridate Phoenix, I feel like I was already done. I could just pack up and go home and say I was a good dentist. I went to a town And I prevented probably several hundred cavities for everyone that I fixed. And so I did my magnum opus. I did my highlight of the career by age 27.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really cool. And, you know, the name of the show is The Reasons We Smile. And that really put a smile on my face. And you put a smile on thousands of people's faces out there. And they don't even know it was you.
Yeah.
That's really neat. I did not know that story. That is so cool. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So it looks like we have time for one more question, then we'll have to go to a break. So you graduated in 1987, like you said. What do you believe is the biggest advancement in dentistry since then, or maybe even in just the last decade?
Wow, that is so many answers. I would say that when I got out of school, the biggest brands in dentistry, like Colgate and Crest and Listerine, already existed. I'd say the biggest brand that happened in 29 years was Invisalign. Going from orthodontics having to be braces and hardwired and everybody knows you're wearing them to now these clear plasticky liners. I would say that was the biggest impact on all 7.5 billion humans from around the world, because they're doing an Invisalign as much in Africa, Asia, and South America as they are in Phoenix, Arizona.
So the biggest advancement is Invisalign.
I would think so.
Okay, cool. All right, so as I said, we are up against a break. You can hang with us, right?
Right.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko and here with Dr. Howard Foran, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And if you're just joining us, this is episode number 462. And with me on the phone from Phoenix, Arizona, is Dr. Howard Foran. He's a dentist. He's an author. He hosts a series of lectures. I mean, you even have, Dr. Foran, a convention each year, right? A seminar?
We do. We have an annual meeting. We're getting ready to have our 15th annual meeting. It's called County Meeting, where 1,000 dentists from all over the United States and several other countries. We meet for 3 or 4 days and talk dentistry and just have a ball.
Wow. Sounds like fun. Sounds good. I might have to do that someday. All right. So let's see. In the last segment that we have today, you know what? Let's help out some of our listeners. What would be your advice to someone who's looking for a new dentist? They just moved to a new town and they're looking for a dentist. How should they go about that, in your opinion?
Oh, you know, dentistry is selling the invisible. I mean, if 100 Americans had an air conditioner go out and you called an air conditioner repairman, the air conditioner repairman said, you know, I can't fix it. You need a whole new air conditioner. Most people would wonder, do I really need a new air conditioner, or are you just trying to sell me something? If you take your car in for an oil change and you have a coupon and it says, you know, $49, and you get the oil change, but they come out and say, but you know what, we need to rechange all your transmission fluid and brake pads. And you're always wondering, are you trying to sell me something, or is this really true? So with dentistry, we're selling something invisible, because you know when you buy a Snickers bar or an iPhone, you know what you're getting. But when you go to a doctor and they say you have two cavities, how do you know if you have two cavities? And they say you need a root canal or a crown. How do you know that? So it's a very trust-based relationship. So what I always tell people is, you know, instead of going on an ad or something in your mailbox, go to a friend and ask friends, how long have you been going to your dentist? And when you find a friend who's been going to the same dentist for 10 years, then you can look for other things like, well, when you get your teeth cleaned, is it always the same hygienist? And they say, well, no, actually, it's a clinic, and every time I go there, it's a different doctor, and it's a different hygienist, and they always lose my chart, and the house is just a constant turnover. And then you find out, okay, they can't even keep their dentist for a year. They can't keep their hygienist for a year, and you're only going there because of an advertisement or your insurance said to go there.
Right.
I would look for trust. I would go around to your friends and find out who's been going to the same dentist for the longest period of time. And then the next follow-up question is saying, well, is he or she able to keep their staff? I mean, have you had the same hygienist for all the time? When your friend says, you know, I've been going to Sally up the street for 6 years, I always get my teeth cleaned with the same hygienist there every 6 months, and she's been there the last 6 years. And, you know, if a dentist can't keep their staff, or if the dental office clinic can't keep their dentist, those are just huge red flags. Because we're talking about a game of trust, and anybody can treat somebody one time, but can you get that person to come back year after year after year? And, I mean, I still have my first dental assistant from 29 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, keep long-term patients, long-term staff. You're not an expert in dentistry. Your 15-minute Google search does not equal a dental degree.
Right.
So you're going to need to find someone you can trust that's looking out for long-term care from their patients, not a short wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and go with referrals.
Right. And you know what? I was just thinking, a lot of times people wind up at the dental office closest to their home, or they get a coupon for the dental office closest to their home. And I would say, think about when you met your spouse. They're typically not the ones right around. They didn't live next door. You found them because they appealed to you. You appealed to them. You maybe met them at college, but they might have been from another state. They might have been from across town. And so being right next door at the end of the corner is not necessarily a reason for going there, is it?
Right. I mean, convenience. I mean, who wants to conveniently have a bypass when they needed a stent? You know? I mean, some doctors want to sell you the $100,000 bypass, and other ones want to sell you the $10,000 stent. I mean, you need to find someone who's a trusted expert and has long-term patients, long-term staff, long-term clientele. I would never want to conveniently get an unnecessary root canal.
Right, exactly. Well, that's actually really good advice. And then once you get some referrals from some people you trust, maybe the same name comes up a few times, or maybe three names come up after you've asked 10 people, and that would be the three that you would then do a little more research on, right?
Right.
Okay, sounds cool. Dr. Ferrant, it looks like we're just about out of time. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to squeeze in. I have so many more questions. And so I'd like to ask, is there any way I can get you to come back on the show in the next, I don't know, a few weeks or so?
Absolutely. It'd be an honor to come back and be on your show again.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So we're going to have you stay on the line then, and we'll work that out as soon as once I've said goodbye here. If you were just joining us and you didn't realize who we were listening to, that was Dr. Howard Ferrant, DDS, MBA. He practices in Phoenix, Arizona, went to dental school in Missouri and Kansas City Dental School, 1987 graduate. Okay, so that is all of the time we have today, and I did talk to Dr. Ferrant. He said he would come back, and I don't know, maybe in the next 2-3 weeks or something, we will have him back. He's an interesting guy. All right, so let me just say, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.